You know, sometimes the state of misery and distress becomes an unspoken prayer in itself. The prayers are not always spoken. Sometimes the state is so miserable that you look at that person and you show mercy. This is why Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran two types of people, one as beggars and one as, وَفِيَمْ وَالِهُمْ حَقُّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. Not beggars in the normal sense, ordinary sense, but beggars in the sense that who have to ask questions because they have been forced to the extent by misery that they can't survive unless they ask for assistance. But there are others who are mahroom, who can't even ask because their self-respect would stand in the way. And whatever may happen to them, they will not spread their hand to others. So Allah says that the mu'mineen, the believers, should look after both these classes. They should not wait for anybody to ask. If somebody belongs to this class, as he would not spread his hand, extend his hand to others for mercy, they should go to him and extend their hands to him for mercy. So now, if Allah wants us to behave like that, how can it be possible for Allah not to behave like that to us? So, every situation does not demand prayer. The situation can be of such nature that you have not spoken a single word, but Allah has shown mercy to you. If there is that nobility that is mentioned in, that is implied in mahroom. Mahroom means a man who has such honor as does not extend his hands to anybody. So if you do not pray during your misery to Allah, but go on running to people for aid and help and raise your hue and cry and try to attract people's attention, you get out of the category of mahroom. So then it is not a state of praying in which you find yourself. Then it is a different state with which I am not concerned. I am telling you that the ideal thing in that situation is to depend on Allah and do not cry out to people trying to win their favors and so on. Be patient and wait. And there is a prayer by Hazrat Moses which is also significant in the sense that it describes such a situation where man cannot ask for anything, does not know what is good for him. Sometimes he is so confused and baffled that he doesn't know what thing is good for him and what is bad for him. In that state too, one cannot ask for anything. So Hazrat Moses was very clever in this respect. His prayers are very interesting. And they have been so oft repeated in the Holy Quran that Allah must have enjoyed the way he prayed. So he says, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. Oh my Lord, I don't know. What is good for me? I am just a beggar sitting in your way. Give me alms as you please. He's not asking for anything. And after that prayer, everything was given to him. A home, a wife, security, and employment, and prophethood. And the prayer is so silent and so short as if nothing has been asked. So the state of misery can be turned into a silent prayer.